Are you having a bad day? Maybe a bad week? Do you wish your day was better? When you're having a bad day, you go on social media and go, oh, why is everybody else's lives awesome? Well, today in your luck, we're going to talk about why bad days are good. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Danny, here with my buddy Randy. What's up, Randy?
There, Danny.
So you came, I mean, I had a bad week last week, but you came up with this topic. So I'm going to let you, what are you thinking with this?
This is interesting because no matter how hard I've tried throughout my life, I still have bad days. No matter what I
That
do. 40 years and I still can't figure it out. But anyways, no matter what I do, still have bad days. And no matter what, when they come up, I resist by might and may the whole
yeah.
entire experience of it. And generally, it's not until sometime in the day or even the days later or weeks later when I just stop resisting it and all of a sudden just passes.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you said it, the first thing I was thinking was like, whenever too I'm not having a bad day, I get this idea in my head, like I'm somehow gonna get to a point where they're never gonna happen again too. I still think that like an asshole all
I
the
know.
time, even though it constantly I'm proved wrong. I am just constantly proved wrong that that's not true. I don't understand why, and yet my optimism, I'm just like, nah, I'm gonna hit the point where that's never gonna happen. They're all gonna be great. And I constantly think that. I don't understand it.
We're so naive. We just need sucker stamped on our forehead.
Everybody.
But
Oh, God.
it's an interesting thing because, bad days, when you're not having them, it is helpful to reflect on them because they are, in fact, good when you're not having them. When you're having them, they're terrible.
You're having them
But,
hard,
like,
but oh, go ahead. I was gonna say, I think you can get better at dealing with them too. Over time, I feel like I have gotten better. But the other thing is, like, I know, like, Nietzsche said, like, all we are who we are because of our entire past, right? Like, we're this person. So, like, if you wish away a part of your life or a bad day, you're changing who you are fundamentally, right? And I like to think about that because, I mean, everybody has the experience where, like, you get to a point in your life and you look back and you went through something like a really bad time, like depression or a bad day or something. And yet now you might look back on it very differently because, in hindsight, you're like, well, that made me this, or that made me change my job finally, or that made me reassess my relationship, or whatever it was. But it's like a way to also sometimes improve your life and change things because a lot of times that's an indication of maybe problems or things going on.
You know what's really interesting is so, like, when looking back on pain, it doesn't seem as bad as it was. And
No.
that's the interesting thing because during when you're in bad days, you're in a lot of pain generally.
Yeah.
And it's like, but pain is interesting because it's like a signal that will make you do stuff you otherwise wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Like, I had some shoulder and back pain for a while, and it made me like do whatever it would take
Oh yeah,
to
you
get
haven't
rid of
mentioned
it.
that in a while. Is it better?
Dude, so okay, here's some
Yeah.
crazy stuff. You want to hear some messed up stuff? So it turns out it was all psychosomatic, mind
Really?
body induced.
Wow.
100%. Dude, okay,
Yeah.
so get this. There's this guy John Sarno. He wrote some books like Healing Back Pain and Mind Over Body Pain and also The Divided Mind, okay? And also one more, I think. And he basically posits that almost all chronic pain is psychologically induced. Like historically, people used to get peptic ulcers from stress and different things like
Right.
that. And then they discovered that peptic ulcers are due to stress. And all of a sudden, nobody gets them anymore. Go figure. But it
He
turns
named
out
the
a lot of
beast,
that stress,
right?
yeah, a lot of that stress, especially unconscious stress. So this is people who generally don't show anger, people who don't show stress, people who are
That's what
trying
I
to
was
be
dealing with
perfect and
this
good all the
last
time.
week. Yeah. I'm
Yeah.
not trying to be perfect and good, but I mean, like, I was definitely dealing with some kinds of stress.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. And so, like, people generally, when you don't show it, there's a divide between your conscious and subconscious mind. So, your subconscious mind is still this little child that wants everything to go its way. And your conscious mind is trying to be this responsible adult who's being perfect and good and whatever else. And so, there's this rift between the two. So, like, anyways, I tried everything. Like, literally, I was on the highest doses of every, like, non-addictive medication out there for pain.
Yeah.
I was going to all types of physical therapy, acupuncture, everything like that. Nothing was breaking it. And then I started just listening to his books on repeat because he's healed like thousands of people from just reading his books. All you have to do, basically all you have to do to heal the chronic pain is just learn about it, like learn the reasons why. So you read this book, and no joke, within like a week, gone.
Well, you know
All of
what's
it just
funny?
gone.
What is it? Camus says something like, even the greatest what is it? Even the greatest burdens or pains or something, can be defeated by being acknowledged. Something like that. I'm totally botching it. But right. And like it's funny because I do wonder that sometimes, like I've had times where I've had pain and stuff, and like it's almost like you look for it, and so then you make it happen. Like I know that sounds weird, and like I remember those old commercials where like depression hurts all over, and it's all people like all hurt and pain, and like it's because you're mentally feeling bad, and because that's hard to represent, we make it represented physically by causing ourselves to feel bad, and it's like totally possible to do that. And it's weird, but like we also live in this modern time, modern science and medicine, where we also think everything should be treatable. So whenever we have pain, we assume there must be a treatment for it when it could be all kinds of other stuff.
And it's crazy because I went to veterinary medical school, but I mean it's essentially the same as human medical school, but no human doctor will ever tell you that. But
Wait, you
anyways,
mean my cat and dog have similar problems to us? What?
oh my goodness, dude, it's crazy because cats and dogs almost always get the same illness their owners have. Like
Makes sense.
it's all just mentally connected. But anyways, so they don't teach anything about how the mind affects what's going on in the body. And a lot of people think that, oh, there's no connection between mind and body. And it's like, well, how come when you're in love with somebody and they break up with you, you have the worst pain ever in your chest? Like, what caused that? Did they stab you in the chest? Oh, no, that's mind body. And it's like crazy how that stuff will go on.
Well, think about it too, like how like even stuff like our perception of time can change so rapidly just from how we're thinking or how aware we are of something. Like our mind has a lot of influence on our conscious awareness of the world and therefore on our bodies because we're consciously aware of ourselves. It's a very confusing relationship, but it's true, right? Like,
Yeah.
yeah, that's
Which is a
interesting.
great segue back to the actual topic of this
What is the
episode.
topic?
When you're having a bad day, time slows down. I know that was a good one, huh? But
Well, it's relevant.
isn't it
Yeah.
interesting how when you're having a bad day and things are going terribly, time like drags, but then as soon as you're enjoying life, it's like couldn't be faster.
Yeah. It's the truth. And it's funny too. I had a bad week this last week, and I, in hindsight, because my Anna was telling me too, she's like, you probably have like unconscious stress because like we're doing a lot right now, a lot of changes. And like, all right, I don't tend to show any of my emotions. I don't know. I just never have. So I'd probably take it out on myself, right?
You must
And
be a man.
yeah, right. No,
Particularly a white man living in America.
yeah, don't show anything ever. And it's funny because I just felt so much better today. And I got done a bunch of it yesterday through a big struggle. But then, like, I woke up this morning, I just started to feel better. I was like, oh, and it's like, that's totally probably what it was because it had nothing to do with anything physical. It was just mental stuff. And it's amazing how that transition can happen. But I think there is things about those bad days where like it makes me appreciate the good days more. I think in a lot of ways it makes my and it makes me I try now to reflect on the bad days more because I think there is a lot of lessons to learn there. Like I think a lot of times I notice like it's my perspective and just a perspective shift can change everything. Sometimes just like getting out of where I am. Because like we're very stubborn too. It's like, do you ever see like somebody struggling to work and they just like can't get anything done, but they just sit there like beating themselves up, beating up the thing instead of like getting up and like getting a shower, going for a walk, doing something totally different, like instead
Have
you
I
just
ever
torture
seen that? I've
yourself.
been there.
Yeah, right.
Every week I've been there.
I know, but we like torture ourselves instead of like taking the initiative to do something different where that problem would probably get solved in the background, if we just stepped away from it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's like learning to be kind to yourself and to be compassionate to yourself. Like not because it'll fix it, but just because you're hurting. Like
Yeah.
because things are bad. And that's like such a skill. That's something that I'm trying to learn right now is just
Still
being
working
patient with
on
myself. Like for instance, we've all been talking about how we've been really busy recently with everything that we're doing. And for me, I 100% have workaholic tendencies. Like if workaholism was a recognized addiction, 100% like sign me up for the 12-step program. But and so like being able to step back from that is challenging for me because I have so many like inbuilt rewards from just being a workaholic, from working all the
Yeah,
time.
it feels good getting things done, dude. I feel the same way, and like I have this problem where like I can imagine so clearly where I'm going with the work I'm doing, and I just want to be there so bad. So I keep telling myself, just do more, and you'll get there faster. But that doesn't work, you know, like because you also have to realize that things take time, and like, and I know what you mean. It's funny because like I get in that mode, and then I'll get these bouts of depression and stuff because it's related to that, and it's like, yeah, it's like this cycle. I'm trying to get better at it. It's still a lot of work though. It's hard, you know? That's the other problem though, too. I think we forget so much about us is it's been set over decades of experience. So it's not gonna change immediately by just record. Like you have to do it takes a lot of work because even like I might get like this week I had a hard time acknowledging what was going on. Other times I've been great at it. I've acknowledged it very quickly. I've been trying to be better at that, but like it just, you know, that just sometimes doesn't work the way you want it to.
Yeah, and also, I mean, you mentioned that things take decades, but I was thinking you were going to say like millennia, because no
That too.
joke, like human beings, tens, if not hundreds of thousands of years of evolution to become who we are. And then all of a
Yeah.
sudden, stuff has changed so quickly in the past 100 years. Like we used to live outside. And like outside, we used to live outside.
Dude,
And
you.
now we spend all day inside. In front of like a light producing screen.
Yeah. Dude, it's funny. I was just talking to a. Her grandfather is like I think 93 or something or whatever. When he was a kid, they didn't even have a toilet. They had an outhouse. And I was like, in my head, I was like, wait, what? I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But think about it. That was like the freaking 30s. You know, I didn't even think about that in my head. Like, we forget how like
Dude, the
short of a time period.
1970s, yeah, I was listening to a bunch of books on it. The 1970s was the pivotal decade because that's the moment in history when we went from a place of scarcity where there just was not enough to where all of a sudden there was just rampant abundance for everybody. And that's when obesity started. That's when all
Yeah.
these like first world illnesses like depression, diabetes, all these things started because we just had our like biologically, we're meant to survive in scarcity. And then
Yeah.
all of a sudden, we just have an abundance of everything. And look at all the disease that comes from it.
Well, that was too. It was after World War II that all that mass production started of like appliances and stuff and all that stuff too. So like, yeah, we just built up this thing and people start their work changed a lot too. Most people used to do physical work, not sitting down all day, not, you know, this like service work or like, you know, intellectual or thinking work, you know, and I think that's changed a lot. That was the very few who used to do that. They were wealthy, they had money, and they had time to just sit around and read books and do science experiments and stuff. You know, like it's gotten very different. I think we don't, you're right, like we haven't adapted to it at all. There's still so much time that's going to be required for that. Yeah. It's fun.
Dude, I have a feeling it's going to speed up even more because like before the Industrial Revolution, things just took forever. But then there was the Industrial Revolution for like 100 years and things sped up so fast. And then from the 70s, there's like the superconductor type of thing with like computers and everything that took 50
Yeah.
years, which was half of 100. So the next thing I think is going to take 25 years, which means that by 2045, we're going to have this whole, it's probably going to be the AI revolution or something
We're
like
already
that.
seeing with AI and quantum computing because now, like stuff like with science that would have taken decades to solve, they're solving it with AI way quicker now because it's better than us at recognizing patterns and proteins and stuff or whatever, you know. So it's like figuring these things out. So yeah, we're gonna see just rapid change, and it's like. We're not really meant for that, though. It's like you look around, the world looks so different. Like, I sometimes think back to when we were younger and there wasn't even computers. And it's like, it's almost hard for me to remember that time clearly because it's like there's such a huge part of our lives, you know? Like, it's crazy.
Dude, I was watching a movie the other day where before cell phones existed, and it was just like it was crazy because they'd
You
have to
walk
go
and
to a
stand
regular
by the
phone.
wall.
Yeah, right? It was
Well,
freaking nuts.
I remember very clearly when like payphones just were getting ripped out everywhere because like everybody had a cell phone now and they didn't need them, so they just started like it was weird. I remember that used
Yeah.
to always be a fallback, right? You throw a quarter in, you can make a call and get in contact with
And then people got rid of their landline. So what was our episode about this?
bad days. My bad days are good.
Okay,
I'll say one
so
more
why
thing on
are
that
bad
topic,
days
since
good?
we've just been digressing like crazy, but that's okay.
I do have something to say about
I
that.
have something to say too, actually. Go
Okay,
ahead. Do you want to go
go for
first? Okay.
it. Okay, fine. I'll go. So bad days are there because it's the yin and the yang, you know? You need both. The good and the bad are there to complement each other. It's said many times in the Tao Te Ching and a whole bunch of other stuff, but it's like, you know, the bad man is the good man's teacher. No, the good man is the bad man's teacher, and the bad man is the good man's job. They're like both essential for being there. And it's the same thing with good days and bad days. Like, good days are there so that hopefully you can enjoy them if you're smart enough. And then the bad days are there to basically reset your system so you can actually enjoy good days
You
and
know what?
probably to get you through some stuff you need to.
That too. And I think they're also, you know, I think going back to that like sort of quote, they're also there too to help us understand what we need to change about ourselves, about our world to make it better. Like I think they're a great source too of recognizing what needs to be fixed, what needs to be addressed, you know, what big changes we need to make in life to make life better, you know? I always like the Nietzsche's take on it. He always said that like we should reinterpret suffering. Change our perspective and view it as a good thing because it's a chance for us to overcome ourselves. And I always try to think about that when I'm struggling because it's like, okay, if I can get through this, then I change something about myself. I can get through it again in the future, right? I basically leveled myself up. And I think that's another really important way to think of these is like, it's a teaching tool, you know, or it's a way like to just make us aware of something like, you know, like that unconscious stress that might cause pain. Well, we're trying to make ourselves aware of something. And we need to stop to think about it, to figure out what it is and acknowledge it. And then we can make those changes. So I think it's like super important to kind of like be more reflective and more self-aware when we're having those bad days, not necessarily focusing on the pain, but what is it telling me? What does it mean? Martha Beck mentioned that too in her book, remember about like, you know, the physical signs that we're unhappy, like going to work and feeling exhausted all the time. And like I started to notice that myself when I was getting really frustrated in my job, where like I have to go to work and I drag my feet. I didn't want to go and I hate it. And like the parts I liked about my job were getting harder and harder to do. And it was just because I was unhappy, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, we try and compartmentalize everything, but like we were talking about earlier, we are just this one whole big thing.
There you have it, I guess, right? I
Yeah, so
guess.
let's give him another terrible outro.
Yeah, there we go. Well, here we go. We can say so, you know, there you have it. Why bad days are good and a bunch of other digressions. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. Check us out on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. Please like, share, subscribe. It helps us out a lot. We'll be back later this week with another episode. Until then, later, Randy.
Later, Danny.